With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The Democrat-controlled House expected to pass a resolution today calling on Vice President Pence and the Cabinet to invoke the 25th Amendment to remove President Trump from office. And failing that, the Democrats plan impeachment proceedings. Republican Daryl Issa expects that to happen, but he doesn't think it will go anywhere.
Issa said the House is probably 100% going to file articles of impeachment against President Trump, as Speaker Nancy Pelosi has the votes to proceed. But given the time it will take to mount a trial in the Senate, he says the president will not be impeached and removed. The California Republican also defended Mr. Trump against the outcry over his speech before a violent mob of his supporters stormed the Capitol last week, telling Fox Business that many of the people involved came prepared for an attack and the president's speech did not incite them. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Their actions during the riot have led to the suspension of two U.S. Capitol police officers. Ohio Congressman Tim Ryan says one of them took a selfie with a protester, the other donned a MAGA hat. The FBI warning of plans for armed protests at all 50 state capitals and in Washington in the days leading up to President-elect Biden's inauguration.
An internal FBI bulletin warns that the nationwide protests may start later this week and extend through Inauguration Day next week. According to officials who have seen the memo, investigators believe some of the people are members of extremist groups. Washington, D.C. is already on high alert after last week's assault on the U.S. Capitol.
It's White House correspondent Greg Clugston, also at SRNnews.com. President Trump will visit Texas today during his stop along the U.S.-Mexico border. Mr. Trump will celebrate the completion of just over 450 miles of border wall. Wall Street stock futures pointing to a higher open. Right now, the Dow futures up 66 points. NASDAQ futures ahead 50. S&P futures up 10 points. This is SRN News.
How long does it take to get to the forest?
That's not far.
What are we going to do? Hike?
Sure.
Are we there yet?
Yep. It's a short drive from your neighborhood to your naturehood. Visit discovertheforest.org, brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Forest Service.
Lawyer, author, host of Life, Liberty, and Levin on Fox News, Mark Levin is here every weekday evening from 6 till 9 p.m. on AM 600 WBOB and FM 101.1. News on WBOB, AM 600 and 101.1 FM.
Good morning, I'm Adam Borden. Jacksonville police were called in to break up a shouting match, but by the time they got there, they were looking at a homicide investigation. News for Jax reports that they got the call to come to a store at Moncrief and New Kings Roads at around 7 and arrived to find that a man had been shot to death. It didn't take them long to find the man who's believed to have pulled the trigger. A young child and a Jacksonville police officer are expected to make it after a car crashed into the officer's cruiser. This happened early yesterday morning on I-95 in Jacksonville. Authorities are still looking into it. The Lot J deal could get the green light today. Last week, the Jacksonville City Council voted down proposed revisions to the deal, which would have killed the $65 million loan from the city and enabled the city to get back more than $150 million if the Jaguars left town. That means the deal for more than $450 million worth of new development in that area just needs to pass one more city council vote. That's Jacksonville.radio news.
Good morning. Cloudy skies today and a high around 60. This evening, a few clouds. Overnight, the low drops to 42. Right now, it is 62 degrees. Here are some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. The FBI is warning that all 50 state capital cities could see armed protests ahead of President-elect Biden's inauguration. Joe Biden promises to work closely with progressives like Bernie Sanders on shared economic goals. And Twitter stocks take a hit after the social media site announced they would permanently ban President Trump.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed at WBOB.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
Hey, sit back. It's going to be a busy morning, as most mornings usually are. Ed Dean, Roger Henderson, all the way with you to 9 a.m. as we get started right here on, you guessed it, Talk Radio WBOB. All right, let's kick it off with the news. A lot of news to get to. Remember the story we reported about online activists of chatter that was going on? Yes, folks, the FBI and police do monitor a lot of online chatter about activists protesting state capitals, even on Inauguration Day coming up with President-elect Joe Biden. Now, the FBI has sent out a memo warning of all 50 state capitals around the country that protests could be staged before, on, and after Inauguration Day. Fox News' David Spunt, listen to this clip. This is fascinating, coming your way, of what could happen in the next several days.
The FBI is issuing an ominous warning about plans for planned armed protests in all 50 states, all state capitals, before, during, or after Joe Biden's inauguration.
The FBI taking this incredibly seriously, I'm told from a source. They do not want to see a repeat of what happened on January 6th at the Capitol. Now, right now, federal authorities are talking about a bulletin, circulating this bulletin, talking not just about protests, but armed protests that could pop up not only in Washington, but around the country. Right now, governors taking this memo seriously from the FBI, as the Department of Homeland Security announced it will up security measures even more for this year's inauguration.
Again, Fox News' David Spunt. Some states' National Guards have been called up for active duty. But even the Trump supporters plan, whether or not they still believe that Joe Biden won. Reporter Joseph Choi points out that the Trump inauguration, thousands are planning a virtual, saying that he did get reelected.
Thousands of Trump supporters are planning a virtual, quote, second inauguration for President Trump on January 20th, the same day of President-elect Joe Biden's inauguration.
Wow.
More than 60,000 people have indicated on Facebook that they plan to attend the event, being billed as, quote, Donald J. Trump's second presidential inauguration ceremony. The page's description says, quote, disclaimer, we are a grassroots collection of private individuals, 325,000 strong, showing our support for President Donald J. Trump. We have no affiliation with any formal organization.
You liked that one, didn't you? Yeah, that was a good clip on that one, right? That was classic there.
Interesting.
Twitter takes a massive hit. The stock tumbles by 12% this past week. They lost $5 billion of the market share. Latest with that, Emily McCormick from Yahoo Finance.
Turning to Twitter specifically, and what some analysts have been saying around what this decision to ban Trump's account means for the platform. And some analysts are saying that this is going to be consequential for Twitter's business model, that this decision could dent profits by up to 10%, since Trump may potentially create his own platform or turn to another platform to post and pull away some users from Twitter. And in doing so, Twitter could then have less of a user base to actually use to attract those advertising dollars.
Yahoo Finance also reports that investors are worried about the Trump ban, that it could erode interest in the platform and lead to boycotts among those who see the decision as being politically motivated in a way to silence other major conservative voices. Host of The Story, Martha McCallum, points out that if you look at just not social media, but instead of Twitter and Facebook, the other big tech companies, it was night and day, 10 to 1 of the amount of money they gave to the Biden campaign versus the Trump campaign.
This is an interesting comparison of the donations to the Trump campaign and to the Biden campaign by Alphabet, which is Google and Microsoft, Amazon, Apple, and Facebook. You can see that a tremendous disparity. Google, 4.3 million to the Biden campaign, 106,000 to Trump, Microsoft, $2.3 million. And you can see the Trump comparison at 247,000. So it's obviously a striking difference. Not surprising.
We're not talking like, hey, I gave you $5 and gave the other guy one. No, it's like I gave you $1,000 and I gave the other guy a dollar. So that kind of shows where their loyalty has been. None of us should be surprised. Businesses have said, and a whole host of corporations that say they plan to cut off donations to any of the politicians who oppose the Electoral College results and to end the year attacks on the election. For example, Blue Cross Blue Shield says it would suspend contributions to lawmakers who, quote, voted to undermine our democracy. The latest with that news story, Fox News' Alex Hogan.
A growing number of corporations also announcing they will suspend political donations to Republicans who opposed President-elect Joe Biden's certification. Among them, Marriott International, Blue Cross Blue Shield, Airbnb, and American Express. Greeting card company Hallmark, the company also pulling campaign contributions from two Republican senators. Big name financial companies like Citigroup, JP Morgan, Visa are among those announcing a pause on all political donations.
Now, like we said, as we reported earlier, we've seen this happen before after the unfortunate shooting that happened in February of Parkland in South Florida. Several businesses said that they would halt money given to gun companies out there. Again, it's just kind of the flavor of the month. Expect more of this. Yahoo News points out that, again, a lot of these businesses plan, they say, hey, you oppose the Biden certification, we're going to stop giving you money.
There are sort of two camps. The one camp, which is represented by Citigroup and J.P. Morgan, has said that they will stop contributions to all politicians for the next 6 months or so. And then there's a couple of other companies, most notably Marriott, the hotel company, and Blue Cross Blue Shield, which said specifically that they will not be giving monies to any of the lawmakers who participated in the objection to the certification of President Biden.
But columnist Rick Newman from Yahoo Finance sounds very disappointed. He says that not enough corporations are jumping in on this. And he says, and I think he does have a point here, he says in the next several months, it will go back to business as usual.
Those companies said they were willing to do anything, which was suspend donations to those Republicans who objected to the certification of the legitimate vote. So I think corporate America is not really doing much here. And my prediction is 6 months from now, this is all going to be back to normal. I think that Republicans will continue to get this funding. And there's a big reason they will, which is Republicans, for all the objectionable elements in the party, Republicans still stand for lower taxes and less regulation and things that businesses favor. So I think they are going to continue to get financial support from most of corporate America.
I think what's going to happen, Roger, they're going to see where does this Democratic Party go in the U.S. Senate.
Exactly. And, you know, if they get very, very progressive, I think that does help the Republicans more than any, as the clip alluded to.
Democrats, mm-hmm. Now, with owning the White House, the Senate, and maintaining control of the U.S. House, guess what? Plan to go big and go bold.
As progressives pressure Joe Biden to go big, liberals reportedly want Biden to use executive orders to reshape the economy, climate policy, and everything else in between.
From the Fox Business Network, Dagan McDowell, there will be another big stimulus bill being proposed. And folks, it will be Christmas already coming up again for the Democrats, and what they want to load up on this package with all the bells and whistles and Christmas presents. Listen to CNBC of what the Democrats are proposing in the next stimulus package.
And Democrats on Capitol Hill have their own ideas about what this new bill should look like. Moderate Democratic Senator Joe Manchin is calling those $2,000 stimulus checks, says they can't be a carte blanche. But Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders says that they are a promise that must be kept. Unemployment benefits may not be an easy swing either. Chairman of the Senate Finance Committee, Ron Wyden, is pledging to push for his proposal to boost those benefits by $600 a week all the way through October. But that might be too much and too long for some Democrats. Remember, there were 18 House Democrats who voted against the $2 trillion aid package back in October. Many of those seats are now held by Republicans, which means that the margin of error for Democrats in the House is even smaller. Meanwhile, progressives have their own wish list too, including canceling up to $50,000 in student debt compared to the $10,000 that Biden has proposed. They also want to strengthen worker safety protections, raise the minimum wage, and create 600,000 jobs to care for children and for...
Man, I never thought that clip was going to stop at all the Christmas wish list.
All I can say is Merry Christmas, man. They're giving away a lot of stuff. This is both sides of the Democratic, divide. The progressives as well as the moderates, they want to do something. I mean, even if you're only going to get $10,000 of your student debt eliminated, that's not a bad thing to have happen to you.
Yeah, and by the way, even Barack Obama, former President Obama says that, hey, listen, the Bernie Sanders platform has a lot in common with that of what Joe Biden wants to do. Mm-hmm. Fox and Friends morning host Ainsley Earnhardt.
President Obama was interviewed about Biden and Bernie and said, actually, they're not that different. He said, this is for the New Yorker. He said, if you look at Joe Biden's goals and Bernie Sanders' goals, they're not that different from a 40,000-foot level. They both want to make sure everybody has health care. A lot of times the issue has to do with how do we get about that and what are the coalitions we need. What I think the moment has done is to change some of these calculations, not because necessarily Joe's changed, but because circumstances have changed.
Ah, that's going to be the interesting part. This is going to be a very interesting next several months to see what's going to be inside the next stimulus bill. I got a little observation I want to pass by you next time on the other side of the break. A lot more news to continue. Ed Dean, Roger Henderson. Here's the question I'd like to ask you. 831-0600. Roger probably knows this answer. I love hearing from you out there, the audience. You guys, many of you co-host with us every morning. Is businesses now have said And I get the reason why a lot of like J.P. Morgan, a lot of Wall Street says, hey, we're just going to hold off for the next few months. That's not new. I've covered that for years as a political reporter. A lot of people are taking a break from politics. You know, if the party that loses normally doesn't make a comeback to like 7-8 months down the road. Republicans, I saw this happen under Obama. They will try to make it. Democrats, of course, never give up. It's always impeached day one since Trump got in. But Republicans will make a comeback several months down the road after the postmortem election analysis. Here's the question I like to ask you. 904-831-0600. This is a, I could give a hint, but I'm not going to. Corporations have said, well, we didn't like the riots and protests last week. If you did not support the certification of the outcome of the election last week, we're going to stop giving you money. This is kind of a softball question. Tell me where the double standard is. That's all I want to say.
Okay.
I have the answer. Where's the double standard? 904-831-0600. This is Talk Radio WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
On 95, headed north, right at I-10, there's an accident that's blocking the exit ramp, so add about 7 or 8 extra minutes while they try and clear that up. And if there's anything you see, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Cloudy today with a high around 60 degrees. This evening will be partly cloudy with an overnight low of 42. Right now, 61 degrees.
America's Everglades. There's no other place like it in the world. But we need your help to restore and protect it for future generations. So your kids, your grandkids, even your great-grandkids can experience and enjoy this national treasure. To learn more, visit EvergladesFoundation.org. That's EvergladesFoundation.org.
Canines for Warriors is ending veteran suicide and returning our warriors to a life of dignity and independence. They rescue and train shelter dogs to be paired as service dogs for warriors with service-connected post-traumatic stress, traumatic brain injury, and/or military sexual trauma. Join their mission and be a part of their 2020 campaign to reduce the veteran suicide rate of 20 a day, because 20 is a name, not a number. Learn more at caninesforwarriors.org.
Are you having difficulty paying your IRS personal or business taxes due to COVID-19? If you owe a tax debt, there has never been a better time than now to get a resolution. The IRS has rolled out historic tax debt removal guidelines under their Taxpayer Relief Initiative. This COVID-19 program provides opportunities to remove or lessen your tax burden that weren't previously available. The tax attorneys at J. David Tax Law are right here in Jacksonville and are experts at negotiating with the IRS. At J. David Tax Law, only highly experienced tax attorneys will represent you. Never trust your tax situation to anyone that's not local to you. We've helped thousands of Floridians to overcome IRS and sales tax debt. Let us help you. Call J. David Tax Law today for a no-cost consultation at 904-507-4777. That's 904-507-4777. Or go to jdavidtaxlaw.com. Peace of mind is only a click or phone call away.
Hi, I'm Chef Matthew Madure.
And I'm Chef David Madure.
We're the founders of Madure Brothers Culinary Concepts and the creators of M-Shack, your favorite local burger.
When we decided to make milkshakes part of our menu, we knew we wanted them to be special.
And boy, are they special.
They sure are. We spent months finding the right ice cream to deliver the perfect ice cream base.
But what goes into the shake is what makes them special. We don't cut any corners in the kitchen, and we're not going to start cutting any corners in the shake station.
So we make fresh desserts like pecan pie, cheesecake, banana Fosters. Then we blend them into the shake.
My favorite may be the classic strawberry shake made with, get this, real strawberries.
Yeah, well, don't forget the sugar. And by the way, my favorite is still the marshmallow brulee shake.
Unfortunately, I think we're out of time, Dave.
I don't even get to tell them about the blowtorch.
Yeah, there's something about you and a blowtorch that kind of makes me nervous.
Bottom line, we don't put anything in our shakes we want to give to our own kids.
Except maybe the blowtorch.
True. So now you know what you're sipping when you have an M-Shack shake.
M-Shack Burgers. With 3 locations around Jacksonville, you're never too far from a shack. WBOB is talk radio for Northeast Florida and Southeast Georgia.
Here are some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. Joe Biden promises to work closely with progressives like Bernie Sanders on shared economic agendas. Twitter stock takes a hit after the social media site announced they will permanently ban President Trump. And a wave of corporations say they will freeze political donations to the Republican Party after the Capitol Hill riots last week.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
Turning to Twitter specifically at what some analysts have been saying around what this decision to ban Trump's account means for the platform. And some analysts are saying that this is going to be consequential for Twitter's business model, that this decision could dent profits by up to 10%, since Trump may potentially create his own platform or turn to another platform to post and pull away some users from Twitter. And in doing so, Twitter could then have less of a user base to actually use to attract those advertising dollars.
That's from Emily McCormick from Yahoo Finance. Hey, good morning, everybody. 20 minutes after 6 a.m., Ed Dean, Roger Henderson right here on Talk Radio, WBOB. Twitter takes a hit. I wonder if they knew they were going to take the hit. I'd have to think so. According to Yahoo Finance, they lost 12% yesterday, losing $5 billion after the social media company said that they were going to permanently ban President Trump. And Yahoo Finance also reports that investors are worried that the Trump ban will erode future interest in groups out there they may want to advertise, and they see it as a politically motivated way to silence other major conservative voices. You know, so follow me for a second. You lose $5 billion. Now, that's not to say they can't make that money back.
Right.
Based on the market. But, I mean, if you're going to do that, that's not a wise decision. If they don't make up that money, and I'm not saying they can't, you've got to make up that money somewhere. Unless they've got enough money in reserves, you don't go out and do stupid moves like that.
You know, what's very interesting is when we hear stocks going down in value, we always think, okay, that's a good time to buy. And I believe that there are a lot of investors out there who are saying, oh, Twitter just got cheap. Let me go ahead and buy some stock in Twitter.
Yeah.
And that's going to cause the value to go back up. Did they lose actual cash because of that? I'm not so sure if they lost a lot of cash, just lost a lot of, you know, appraised value of the corporate.
Well, you do lose cash, especially if vendors are, investors are pulling things out. Mm-hmm. For those of you that are listening.
But would they have pulled things out had they continued and allowed, you know, Trump to continue?
No, because investors look at the dollar market. They don't always care about the politics. Let me ask you this. Mm-hmm. I shop at Amazon. Do you give a flip about their politics? No.
I don't know.
I mean, they gave a boatload of money to Biden versus Trump. Am I going to stop doing business with them? No, because I'm not interested overall in their politics. I'm interested in their products.
There are those, however, and I don't agree with them all the time, who do say they're not going to, you know, why do we see this mass exodus from Twitter and Facebook right now? Because they want to, you know, vote with their pocketbooks. We've seen the same thing happen when various retailers decided they didn't want to sell guns anymore. We did see that, you know, people, you know, stop buying things that had nothing to do with guns because they wanted to, you know, make a political statement. Not everyone is idealistic as you.
I'm not saying I'm idealistic. You mean you, the proverbial you. Because the bottom line is I look at the products. I don't look at all the politics. Yeah. I still shop at Dick's Sporting Goods. Dick's Sporting Goods took a politically correct stance to support the gun control measures. I will still buy things from Dick's Sporting Goods. It doesn't mean I'm going to stop buying them. Walmart took a stance. I'll still buy ammunition from Walmart because I can still get things at a cheaper value out there. What I'm saying is that a lot of people didn't leave Twitter and Facebook because of the dollar market. They just thought, they sat back and go, hey, I don't like the way my posts are being deleted. I want to go somewhere where I can sit back and have a conversation at the campfire where I'm not going to have anybody maybe delete or whatsoever. What I'm saying is when I look for the investment, I don't listen. Mm-hmm. I know conservatives that will make money off a group that supports green new energy out there. You don't have to support it. But if you can make a buck, they'll make a buck. Why, Roger? Because money answereth all things.
Yeah. How many, you know, people who are against, you know, welfare will take corporate welfare
if it's
offered to them?
Welfare and corporate welfare are a little bit different in some things. But anyway, so I guess my question to you out there listening, If does this mean that you will ban yourself? Does this mean that you will no longer do Twitter? I'm not a big fan. I do a little bit of tweeting, but not much. I do a lot of Facebook. For example, if some of the businesses sit back and say, well, we're not going to support Cruz and Hawley and any of the Republicans because you guys opposed the certification last week. So does that mean that you will no longer do business with Marriott? Will you no longer do business with Blue Cross and Blue Shield? How many of y'all will I mean, if they say they're going to ban campaign contributions, does that mean that you're going to sit back and ban doing business with that company out there? How about for those of you listening, does your attitude fall into that play, or will some of you stop doing business with Twitter because of what they're doing now with President Trump?
I've never really posted a lot on Twitter. I follow Twitter more, and I post more on Facebook, so you know, I don't think that's going to change.
Yeah, I mean, if Facebook were to ban President Trump, does that mean I'm a liberal? No, I'm not. I mean, listen, we got a lot of emails yesterday. People said, hey, I don't like what they're doing, but I'm still going to do business with Twitter, and I'm still going to do business with Facebook. That's just the way it is. And of course, that is left to the marketplace. 625-831-0600. Talk radio WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
Stop and go traffic on I-10 headed east just before mile marker 352. It's from an accident that has a right lane blocked, so add about 7 extra minutes. And if there's anything you see, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Cloudy today with a high around 60 degrees. This evening will be partly cloudy with an overnight low of 42. Right now, 61 degrees.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or more importantly, if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare, and MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing program. It's been around for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. And get this, over the years, MediShare members have shared more than $2 billion of each other's medical bills, so they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is around $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. So if you think you're stuck with a high-cost health plan that doesn't have much to offer, think again. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. There's no pressure. They're super easy to talk to. 844-55-BIBLE. That's 844-55-BIBLE. 844-55-BIBLE.
If you don't have a MyPillow, or if you know someone who doesn't, now is your time. Because for a limited time, Mike is offering his premium MyPillows. Yeah, the one that started it all, for as low as price ever. You can get a standard queen premium MyPillow for $29.98. Originally $69.98. That's a $40 savings. Kings are only $5 more. Now, this is the time to buy. Not only are you getting the lowest price ever, $29.98 for a standard queen premium, but Mike is extending his 60-day money-back guarantee to March 1st, 2021. Call 1-800-950-9024 or go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com. Promo code WBOB. Do you know who was voted the Bold City's best plumber? Roland Reisch Plumbing. Here's why. Roland Reisch Plumbing promises great work on time and does it. The good news spreads fast. For all plumbing issues, large or small, you want the Bold City's best. Click plumberinjax.com. Your friends and neighbors have used them, and that's why they went to jacksonville.com to vote Roland Reisch Plumbing Jacksonville's top plumber. 24/7. Roland Reisch Plumbing is standing by, whether it's routine work or a middle-of-the-night emergency. Just call 904-260-7059. If you have a leak, can't wait a week, please call Roland Reisch Plumbing at 904-260-7059. Roland Reisch Plumbing is proud to have been voted Bold City's best plumber. They intend to stay number one. Call 904-260-7059. Call 904-260-7059.
Man, what was it, a 52-24 win last night? I was watching the game for the first half. It was great with Ohio. Was it Ohio State and Alabama?
Yeah, that's past my bedtime. So
yeah.
You're up late.
So it was, and I was up to about 10-15 watching last night. It was a good game, but I didn't realize how big the win is. Anyway, more coming up next. Nancy Pelosi gets called on the mat about stalling the COVID relief package out there by guess what? Who? 60 Minutes, Leslie Stahl. We got the clip coming up next as we continue to move along right here on Talk Radio WBOB.
Talk Radio, AM 600, 101.1 FM. WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomas in Washington. The Democrat-controlled House expected to pass a resolution today calling on Vice President Pence and the cabinet to invoke the 25th Amendment to remove President Trump from office, and barring that, the Democrats plan impeachment proceedings later in the week. Their actions during the Capitol riot have led to the suspension of two U.S. Capitol police officers. Ohio Congressman Tim Ryan saying that one of them took a selfie with a protester while the other put on a MAGA hat. And the FBI warning of plans for armed protests at all 50 state capitals and in Washington in the days leading up to the inauguration. President Trump will be visiting Texas today. He will celebrate the completion of just over 450 miles of border wall. Dow futures up 60 points, NASDAQ futures 46 points higher. More details at srnnews.com.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB News.
Good morning, I'm Adam Morgman. One of the largest deals in city history is all but a done deal. An agreement for more than $450 million worth of new development in and around Jacksonville's Lot J is expected to pass a city council vote today. Last week, the council voted down proposed revisions to the deal that would have killed the $65 million loan from the city and enabled the city to get back more than $150 million if the Jaguars left town. A woman's in trouble for allegedly stealing a school bus. News 4 Jax reports Nassau County Police is saying that late last week, Melissa Lacey took the bus and parked it in someone's driveway. Police found her inside the bus. Jacksonville police were called in to break up a shouting match, but by the time they got there, they were looking at a homicide investigation. They got the call to come to a store at Moncrief and New Kings Roads at around 7, arriving to find a man had been shot to death. It didn't take them long to find the man who's believed to have pulled the trigger. That's Jacksonville.radio news.
WBOB welcomes the new talk show, The Charlie Kirk Show, every Monday through Friday from noon till 1.
My name is Charlie Kirk. I run the largest pro-American student organization in the country, Turning Point USA, fighting for the future of our republic. This election is a decision between preserving America as we know it and eliminating everything that we love.
Charlie Kirk, Monday through Friday, noon till 1 on AM 600 WBOB and FM 101.1. Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
Stop and go traffic on I-10 headed east just before mile marker 352. It's from an accident that has a right lane blocked, so add about 7 extra minutes. And if there's anything you see, give us a call, 901-SAFE.
Expect a cloudy day today with a high around 60. This evening, only a few clouds and a low of 42. Right now, 62 degrees. Here are some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. Twitter stock takes a hit after the social media site announced they will permanently ban President Trump. A wave of corporations say they will freeze political donations to the Republican Party after the Capitol Hill riots last week. And members of the Trump administration say the president's last few days will be focused on his successes, from the border wall to Operation Warp Speed.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed at wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
Hey, good morning, 633. Ed Dean, Roger Henderson. Sit back, enjoy the morning ride. Or if some of you are on your way home, on your way to work, or you're on the road, I promise you, you may not have to agree, but you will be entertained as we go all the way with you to 9 a.m. right here on Talk Radio WBOB. All right, let's continue to move along with the news. As you know, as a conservative here, I don't have a problem of calling out other Republicans. We've been doing it for the last 2 months. Believe me, we've been therapists for many of you out there. What a just total denial. In fact, I got a boatload of my friends, a boxload of Ambien for the next several years that are still in denial that Joe Biden will be your next president. president. But as a conservative, I don't have a problem of calling out other Republicans when need be, Roger. But how many and how often do you see members of the media calling out their own on the liberal left? Nancy Pelosi sat down with Leslie Stahl from CBS 60 Minutes. Leslie Stahl asked her a boatload of questions. I'm sure Pelosi thought this was just going to be another easy interview, which most give them. Mm-hmm. Wait to hear some of the clips we got up next. Leslie Stahl called out Nancy Pelosi for holding up the COVID relief package before and after the election. And listen to what Pelosi did as a response. Got caught off guard.
What about the COVID relief package that was held up for 8 months?
No. But that was their obstruction. I understand this.
Well, wait.
Yeah. Okay, so Pelosi goes, no, that was their obstruction. Remember, the first CARES Act was passed in April, May, right. And then they couldn't come to an agreement because they wanted to bail out a lot of the state governments out there. Remember, right. Yeah. Millions of dollars for the Kennedy,
The Kennedy Center for the Arts in Washington, D.C.,
for those in Florida, you didn't even have to have any talent, but we're going to give you a boatload of money for your open word speakeasy at the local lodge this upcoming Friday. So she says, no, that was the Republicans. Listen to what Leslie Stahl calls her out on it.
Is there obstruction?
Yours too.
Is there obstruction?
No, yours too. Takes
no,
two.
No, but that was their obstruction. I understand this.
Well, wait. Yeah.
But is there obstruction?
Yours too.
Is there obstruction?
No, yours too. Takes
no,
two.
No, it wasn't obstruction.
You held out for 8 months.
No, we held it up because there was no.
We didn't hold it. Yeah, we did hold it up. But listen to this lousy excuse.
Held out for 8 months.
No, we held it up because there was no respect for our heroes, our state and local healthcare workers, police and fire, our first responders, our sanitation, transportation, food workers, our teachers. They would not go down that.
Wait. Can I stop right there? Nobody has a problem.
Can I translate?
Yeah.
What you wanted to do was take COVID relief money and bail out other states' retirement programs when they couldn't get their act together.
To your point. Thank you. I was going to add, do we hear anything about the small businesses there? No, we didn't. Here's more. Now, again, here's more of the clip.
There's our teachers. They would not go down that path.
There's a member of your caucus who said specifically that we look like obstructionists and it was a mistake.
You did. Remember when Wolf Blitzer interviewed her back in October? She thought she was going through another laid-back interview, and she went after him for holding water for the Republican Party, CNN.
Even members of your own caucus, Madam Speaker, want to accept this deal, $1.8 trillion.
I don't know why you're always an apologist, and many of your colleagues apologists for the Republican position. Do you have any idea what the difference is between the spending that they have in their bill and that we have in our bill?
It's not everything you want,
but, you know
but
what?
There's
you,
a lot okay. there.
Honest to God, you really, I can't get over it. You really don't know what you're talking about.
Wow!
It's about millions of Americans who can't put food on the table, who can't pay the rent,
and
who are having
Thank you for your sensitivity to our constituents' needs.
I am sensitive to them because I see them on the street begging for food, begging for money. Madam Speaker.
Wow, it's entertaining when Wolf Blitzer gets it into a Nancy Pelosi out there. Here's another one. You ready for this one? We are the show. If you think you heard it somewhere else, you heard it here first. We are the show that always picks up these clips. Here's the one that she did with MSNBC's Kristen Welker. This was back in August. Pelosi gets challenged by MSNBC.
Had hours of negotiation, Madam Speaker,
right.
And still no deal.
Well,
did you overplay your hand and your leverage?
No, we didn't.
But did you overplay your hand? A stalemate on the big issues, though. Would you be open to a short-term extension of those unemployment benefits to start getting that critical aid to millions of Americans who say they need it right now?
No.
Not open to a short-term deal?
No.
No, not open to a short-term
deal. Not at all.
That's an excuse. That's some place where the Republicans want to go and then say...
Yeah, and you at MSNBC, like Wolf Blitzer, CNN's holding water for the Republican Party out there. Remember this
Nancy
one?
Nancy Pelosi complaining about the media. That's funny.
Yeah, this is still a good one. Remember Jim Cramer hosted Bad Money back in September of last year?
Us from making the progress we need to make. Well, and we want to do it in a unified way.
Well,
I always...
Madam Speaker, I'm listening to you, and you, 3 days ago you told CNN that you were optimistic about a deal.
I am.
Really? I mean, I thought I'd take it right off the table right here at this very minute. You got Mark Meadow go and say he was the skunk at the party. He didn't really, you know, he's gotten the way between you and, I think, Secretary Mnuchin. I mean, what deal can we have, Crazy Nancy? I'm sorry, that was the president. I have such reverence for the
office. You let it slip in the tongue and called her Crazy Nancy. Come on, you got to admit, those clips are absolutely great. As the Biden administration wants to push for more tax increases, what specifically will they be asking? Americans for Tax Reform, Grover Norquist.
There are a series of tax increases that he's promised. He has said he intends to raise the corporate income tax. Repeatedly, he said he would repeal the entire Republican tax cut. That means taking the corporate rate from 21%, which is competitive in the world, up to 35%, which is not competitive. Sometimes his staff says it's only going to go up to 28%, still higher than China, still higher than Germany, higher than Britain, higher than Canada, higher than most other countries. So his Treasury Secretary wants to have an energy tax to raise the cost of gasoline or home heating fuel by about 20%. He's also promised the left $11 trillion in additional spending over the next decade. Massively higher spending increase than Obama ever thought.
Yeah, I mean, he's going to go for big spending increases out there. What's going to take place over the next last few days of the Trump presidency? Fox News' John Roberts.
White House staff is trying to keep the temperature down, keep President Trump focused on the accomplishments of his administration. Or the president will travel to the southern border to inspect new border wall that has replaced old fencing. The White House wants to arrange other events on Operation Warp Speed, rebuilding the military and economic growth.
Yeah, I think a lot of that's going to end up taking place. It's going to be interesting to see what happens over the next few days before Trump leaves the White House. Andrew Cuomo, America's governor. Remember, he gets a free pass. You can blame Trump. But when it comes to Ron DeSantis, governor of Florida, it's all his fault for the amount of deaths taking place. But of course, if you listen to Cuomo, he blames Trump. We play the clips many times. Well, Andrew Cuomo, as you know, is heavily shut down again for how many times? The economy in the state of New York. Well, some are saying that this now might be a reversal of what he has stand on. He says that the economy can no longer be closed while waiting for a vaccine.
We simply cannot stay closed until the vaccine hits critical mass. The cost is too high. We will have nothing left to open. We must reopen the economy, but we must do it smartly and safely.
You know, listen. Bottom line is he's up for re-election coming up next year. And let me just say this before, that if you lose, and this, I think this is one of the reasons why President Trump didn't get re-elected, was because of all the shutdowns. I'm not saying you had to blame him, but he was part of the, he didn't like when some of the economies, remember he went after Governor Brian Kemp of Georgia for reopen, because Kemp was one of the first that reopened up the economy back in April of last year. Remember, it was Trump that also went along with CDC guidelines. They went shut down for a few weeks and then tried to reopen. I think this is one of the things that hurt Trump. When you had the greatest loss of jobs since the Great Depression, you don't get them all back overnight. And I think, unfortunately, when 25 plus million Americans lose their, they're going to take it out on somebody. Mm-hmm. I'm just telling you, I'm just, folks, it's just the way it is. And when you are losing jobs in many of these blue states, California, Michigan, New Jersey, new governor, and you sit back and go, you know what, the job loss that we've encountered to make those jobs back up, Roger, could take a couple of years. You got to get those jobs. He sees the handwriting on the wall. He's got to reopen and back up the economy.
I wonder whether or not he's really wishing he had a better relationship with Governor DeSantis. We could call him up and say, listen, you know, Ron, what can I do to kind of mimic we want to make New York like the Florida economy.
Why would you? I mean, the majority of jobs leaving New York and businesses are coming to Florida. Why would you want to?
That's true. He would probably wouldn't want to, but he's in a tough spot. And I think he sees the handwriting on the wall.
But he gets a free ride by the media. He gets the free ride by Democrats. But of course, everybody always wants to blame Governor DeSantis from the left. He didn't shut down the economy. He reopened back up too early out there. He's not having a statewide mask mandate. So I'm just telling you again, Cuomo's America's governor out there. Well, maybe he was. All right. A lot more of these news, plus a lot of other issues coming up next. Ed Dean, Roger Henderson, Talk Radio WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
Just a bit of our usual slow traffic on JTB headed east, right before San Pablo. add an extra 3 minutes, and if there's anything you see that'll help your friends stay safe, give us a call. 901-SAFE. 901-SAFE.
Expect a cloudy day today with a high around 60. This evening, only a few clouds and a low of 42. Right now, 62 degrees.
I served in the United States military for 20 years and 3 days. When I came home, things were being noticed by my wife. She's the one that told me to go get help. I literally started crying the first appointment. I have PTSD with anxiety, so I was introduced into the world of the service dog. Canines for Warriors saves shelter dogs and trains them to be service dogs for veterans. 90% of the dogs from Canines are rescues. Things before I had Hannah were pretty rough. I couldn't walk into a store, into a movie theater. And with Hannah, I have that ability to do that. She's by my side 24/7. It was not just one life that they saved. I believe they saved both of our lives. It allows me to be that husband, to be that father. I feel a part of me is coming back that I used to be before I deployed.
Hey, Daddy.
Your monthly donation of $22 or more will save lives now. Become a guard dog and support Canines for Warriors. Lines are open now. Call 1-800-959-1059 and visit www.caninesforwarriors.org.
Don't gamble with your painting needs. Ace Painting Contractors has a proven history of over 20 years as a leading painting company in Jacksonville. From residential homes to multi-million dollar commercial projects, no job is too large. Ace Painting gives you an upfront rock-solid estimate. Ace Painting puts trusted experts in your home with the right paint and tools. Management can be reached anytime for questions or concerns. See completed projects at acepaint.us or call 714-3717, 714-3717.
Make someone's day with a little help from Kuhn Flowers. Fresh flowers have a way of adding that extra bit of beauty to your home. They're also a great way to brighten someone's day. And what better way is there to show someone just how much you care than with a fresh bouquet of flowers? One thing's for sure, when you order flowers from Kuhn Flowers, they're the brightest, most colorful, professionally arranged, long-lasting floral arrangements available. Call Kuhn Flowers today, 398-8601. That's 398-8601. Or you can shop online anytime at kuhnflowers.com. Kuhn Flowers, making memories since 1947.
Hey, this is Roger, and I just want to take a minute to brag about our home here at the Salem Center office building. It's a completely modern and recently redecorated office complex, conveniently located near many of the area's popular destinations. We're right off J. Turner Butler Boulevard, Phillips Highway, and Interstate 95, and we're looking for a few friends who would like to lease office space. Rates are reasonable, and in fact, they're much less than what you'd expect to pay for high-quality office space. So whether you're looking for a single office, multiple offices, or a whole suite, we can help you. Just call Angie, our leasing manager, at 861-0440. That's 861-0440. Don't wait. These great offices won't last long. 904-861-0440.
Financial Issues with Dan Celia at 9 this morning. Now, back to the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
Here are some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. A wave of corporations say they will freeze political donations to the Republican Party after the Capitol Hill riots last week. Members of the Trump administration say the president's last few days will be focused on his successes, from the border wall to Operation Warp Speed. And the FBI is warning that all 50 state capital cities could see armed protests ahead of President-elect Biden's inauguration.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
Got a lot of emails we're going to get to already early this morning, 648. Good morning, Ed Dean, Roger Henderson, right here on Talk Radio, WBOB Yahoo. Finance, Emily McCormick reports that $5 billion worth of market share was lost this past week due to Twitter's announcement of permanently banning President Trump.
Turning to Twitter specifically, what some analysts have been saying around what this decision to ban Trump's account means for the platform. And some analysts are saying that this is going to be consequential for Twitter's business model, that this decision could dent profits by up to 10%, since Trump may potentially create his own platform or turn to another platform to post and pull away some users from Twitter. And in doing so, Twitter could then have less of a user base to actually use to attract those advertising dollars.
Yahoo Finance also reports that investors are worried that the ban by Twitter could erode interest in the platform and lead to boycotts among those who see the decision as, duh, politically motivated, and a way to silence other major conservative voices. Also out there banning certain things, political money, mostly to the Republican Party. Yes, there is some Wall Street companies saying that they're going to halt right now to give money to both sides. But the bottom line is there's companies that say that to those Republicans who opposed the Biden certification last week, we're going to halt giving you any type of money. Fox News, Alex Hogan.
A growing number of corporations also announcing they will suspend political donations to Republicans who opposed President-elect Joe Biden's certification. Among them, Marriott International, Blue Cross Blue Shield, Airbnb, and American Express. Greeting card company Hallmark, the company also pulling campaign contributions from two Republican senators. Big name financial companies like Citigroup, JP Morgan, Visa are among those announcing a pause on all political donations.
Even Yahoo News talked about how that some of the companies right now again will stop giving money for those that oppose the Biden win. And as they just heard, some of the big Wall Street companies will just gonna kind of halt on giving both sides money, probably to see what's going to happen, especially in the U.S. Senate, and which way economically they may go.
There are sort of two camps. The one camp, which is represented by Citigroup and JP Morgan, has said that they will stop contributions to all politicians for the next 6 months or so. And then there's a couple of other companies, most notably Marriott, the hotel company, and Blue Cross Blue Shield, which said specifically that they will not be giving monies to any of the lawmakers who participated in the objection to the certification of President Biden.
Here's an interesting question. I know what the answer is. That's why, hence, I'm able to ask the question. For those of you listening this morning at 831-0600, we took a lot of calls on this yesterday. I do more. Roger and I will tell you, myself, we do a lot more on Facebook. I don't do any Parler. Mm-hmm. I don't do any Twitter. I do a little bit of Twitter. I do have a Twitter account because I like reading what's all the other things going on out there. I understand this is not smart for what Twitter did. I wonder, for those of you out there, I'd love to hear your view. Twitter stock could always come back up. They can make that money back. But yeah. 12% is a big hit, okay? And what I'm thinking is, did they think they knew they were going to get this massive amount of hit? And it's not in a smart business model to sit here and say, that's like Amazon coming out and going, well, we don't agree with Christian conservatives out there. Mm-hmm. So anybody that has a name that maybe used the word evangelical or any type of the word Baptist or a certain faith or non-denomination, we're not going to do business with you. That would be stupid. But here's my question. When you listen to companies like Twitter that sit back and say, we're going to ban President Trump and other conservative voices, will you still use Twitter? That's the first question. But when you hear other companies out there, whether it's Marriott, Blue Cross Blue Shield, that comes out and says, we're going to ban giving money to at least the Republican Party because they undermine our democracy. There's a double standard. Tell me why and where there's a double standard on them not giving money to the Republican Party. If I say any more, I'm going to give away the answer. 831, because they're pure hypocrites on this issue.
Okay.
Where are they hypocrites? 831-0600. Here's the question. Amazon gave a boatload of money to the Democrats compared to that of the Republicans last year. So if they decide to ban giving money to the Republican Party, does that mean that you're going to institute your own ban not to do business with Amazon?
Probably not. You know, I think that people are continuing to use their service. They like the convenience of having the things shipped right to their front door. And, you know, if there's other things Amazon offers in addition to their shipping, from the smart speakers to the Ring doorbells, they're not going to get rid of any of those.
So that's the question. So a lot of these bans, I think, are temporary, just to see where a lot of this goes. This is not the first time this happens. As we talked about it yesterday, it is the flavor of the month. 831-0600. This is the question out there. Wall Street and other big companies are hypocrites on banning donations, as they say, to the Republican Party, because those that opposed the certification last week, and I don't know why they did it. It was going to go through no matter what. They did it because all these guys want to run for president. Let's be honest. But having said that, the companies out there that will sit back and say, well, we're going to ban political donations to the Republican Party are hypocrites. Why are they hypocrites? The answer's there. How many of y'all know? Give me a reason why they're hypocrites. 831-0600. Talk Radio WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
Still dealing with that stop-and-go traffic on I-10 headed east, right between Chafee Road and Hammond Boulevard. It's from an accident that still has the right lane blocked, so if you don't have about 17 minutes to spare, try and take Beaver Street. And if you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Expect a cloudy day today with a high around 60. This evening, only a few clouds and a low of 42. Right now, 62 degrees.
Here's Dan Celia with today's Stewardship Moment.
I believe everybody should have Hebrews 11:1 underlined in their Bibles. It says this: now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. The word hope here does not mean some sort of wishful thinking. It literally means the confident assurance. See, we should all have a confident assurance of Jesus Christ, the confident assurance that He will always be there for us, to hold us up, to comfort us in our time of need. I am confidently sure of God's desire to have fellowship with us. Are you?
You've just heard a Stewardship Moment with Dan Celia of Financial Issues Ministry, helping you plan, give, and invest wisely. For more information, log on to financialissues.org. That's financialissues.org.
Roger McGuinn is coming to the Thrasher Horn Center. Roger McGuinn, lead singer and founder of The Byrds, one of the most iconic groups in rock and roll history. Don't miss Roger McGuinn, January 16th at the Thrasher Horn Center in Orange Park. For tickets and info, visit thcenter.org. That's thcenter.org.
I'm Clayton Bromberg, the president of Underwoods. With Christmas behind us in 2021 here, the last thing you want to hear is somebody trying to sell you something. That's why at Underwoods, we'd like to stop and just say thank you to all the people that came in our stores over the last year, masks and all. Whether you bought from us or not, we want to thank you for stopping by and giving us the chance to help. Here on the First Coast, there are a lot of folks trying to sell you jewelry, but at Underwoods, we're different, because we consider it an honor for somebody to come in and just give us the chance to help. Because if we do a good job, we might get a chance to serve again. Having served North Florida since 1928, all of us here understand what a customer really gives us during that visit to Underwoods: their trust. And it's up to us to do everything we can to keep it. So on behalf of everybody on the Underwood team, thank you again for coming into our stores, and we wish each of you a Happy New Year.
Great news, folks. The Lighthouse Retirement Hour is finally available everywhere you listen on this great radio station Saturday and Sundays, or grab the iTunes podcast, the Spotify podcast, iHeart podcast, and coming soon to every device where you can say Siri or Alexa. If you love the combination of timely investing news, great conservative politics, you're going to love this show no matter how you listen. Get all the links on my website, LighthouseRetirement.com.
Oh, I was going to go to one of the couple of the callers out there, but evidently, I'm sorry, guys. You got to wait on me. I know many of you are on your way to work, but I'm not being ego when I say this. You got to work around my schedule. All right? I try to work around with all the commercials.
And we actually dropped something so we can go to Mo.
Anyway. Yeah, but that's okay. Well, anyways, you just qualify the call for later this morning. All right. 904-831-0600. A lot of emails coming in, Roger. Here's one from Cindy. Apple and Amazon have just totally eliminated a lot of the speech. It looks like they're going to try to do more. I don't know. I mean, they're not eliminating the speech on Facebook. I think, listen, the goal of every millionaire is to make another million. Corporations are in the business of making money. I think this was a bad move by Twitter, but the bottom line is they can do whatever they want. They lost $5 billion of market share yesterday. I don't know if they're going to go back down that road unless they think they're going to get a sweaty wad of PPP money. I don't know. I don't see Facebook going down that road either. Facebook does not want bad publicity. They can sit and ban political ads. I don't know how much of the share of their revenue it is. I know at Florida Daily we advertise with them, but we're able to get it for almost pennies on the dollar. The bottom line is companies aren't in the business of losing business. They can sit back and look politically correct by saying, well, if you opposed the certification last week, we're not going to give you any money. Corporations normally do this time of an election season. So don't buy into that's going to be constantly permanent. But here's the question I'm asking you at 831-0600. Businesses to sit back and say, well, you undermine our democracy, we're not going to give you any money. They're big hypocrites. What topic are they big hypocrites on by not giving one group of money, but instead of giving another group of money? There's your hint. Tell me where they're hypocrites at. 831-0600. Hour number two coming up next. Talk Radio WBOB.
AM 600 WBOB Jacksonville. 101.1 FM W266 CX Fruitco. Talk Radio.